I have heard so many phenomenal success stories since I've been here. Somebody was telling me when I walked in here just a second ago, and he said, my business was that close to just going bankrupt. And he's very thankful for this community that he's getting everything. They're thriving now. So that's why we do what we do. And I want to take a few minutes to interview a couple of our superstars. I think we got time for maybe two or maybe three, maybe four. And I'm just going to ask some deeper questions for your benefit. As I shared this morning, inspiration is one of the keys to implementation. How many of you would agree that if you wake up every day and you see a vision and you see that it's possible, you're probably going to have more energy to do the hard things, right? I loved Ellen up here, and when she said that it took her 5 years to sell 15 franchises, you could take that one of two ways. You could say, I ain't doing that. Or you could say, when you think about the fact that next year she's going to have 70, you could say, that's inspiring. Because how many of you know, when you feel like it's slow, when you feel like it's you're not getting anywhere, and you find out that other people had that same period, that same struggle, man, that gives you more hope. Right? Michael, I'm going to start with you. Welcome to the stage, Michael Killen. I know you weren't there yesterday, but I want you to have this cup and I want you to have a whole bunch of kisses, okay? All right. How you doing, brother? Good to see you. Here, have a seat so I can ask you some questions. I have so enjoyed watching this man grow, and I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of the man that you have become, and the fact that you're willing to get up here and share with us, because I know that's not easy for you. So I figured I'd just get it out of the way. He's a high C. I figured we'd go ahead and get it out of the way so you don't have to sit there and, like, you know, worry.
Thank you.
Tell us where you were before you got to the inner circle. Tell us in your own words.
Yeah, so I had just celebrated 10 years in my business, and I was a new daddy. I had a baby on the way, and we were doing about $3 million a year. It was the first year in company history, though, that we went backwards in sales. From, it was 2015, we did 3.2 million. 2016, we did 3 million. And so my son was coming along, and I just thought I had, you know, had the right, after running this business for 10 years, to step away and take some time off. And I left for a while, and yeah, I didn't do anything, any preparation for that, you know, and it was very eye-opening, and things sort of fell apart even more after I stepped away. So I was, I was struggling mentally, because we were going to these dealer days, and our sales were really high, you know, sales were strong, and everyone thought we were doing fantastic, and I was just kind of dying inside, you know, because I was like, I don't know why we're losing money. You know, we're doing fantastic. And so, yeah, we were losing money, and because we were one of the top dealers, it was funny, because our furniture suppliers were inviting us to these seminars, and we were like the top dealer for a couple furniture manufacturers, and one of the lumber manufacturers there pulled us aside at the end of the day. He's like, man, what are you doing? What are you doing right? Because you're number two here, number three here, number one here. And, you know, and again, I was like, feeling like we're doing awesome, but inside I was like, we're not doing well for some reason. And yeah, and then I met you. That was the same trip that I met you.
And that was an interesting trip because one of the furniture manufacturers, tell them what you do. What's your business?
Top quality Amish products for your yard.
Yeah. So this company that manufactures poly Amish furniture had me come in and do a half day systems training. I think it was a half day. And this was in Amish country. So, I mean, we're talking about horse and buggy and that whole thing in that community. It was very interesting being in that community. And so I did this half day workshop. You signed up. And so when you before you got in Inner Circle, if I remember right, you were pulling money out of your savings account to float the business, right?
Yes.
How was your culture back then?
my desk was in the middle of everything, right? So everything just ran through me. And the culture was not good. We weren't doing everything wrong. You know, I know earlier you said we got to KFP and kind of everything was all right from there, but that was just the biggest problem.
Yeah.
There was a lot of problems. KFP was just the biggest one, you know, so we got there first. But
well, if you fix KFP and you get profitable, that helps. Yes. A lot of other problems, right?
Yeah.
But you had some culture issues. Mm-hmm. Talk to me about, we're in Destin, and we did a day in Destin one time. And one of your stores was about to be closed down by eminent domain. And if I remember right, you were really worried about that. And you were about to accept something like $20,000 from this billion-dollar, multi-billion-dollar hospital. And I think you got like over 100 or something. Is that right?
Yeah, you summed it up pretty good.
Okay. All right. So talk to us about the journey. What did you do?
So,
what were the... So now we got the challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember that I shared with you, like, man, this is a huge opportunity. You can have your own place.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. So we were in a month-to-month lease at one of our primary locations, and we had been for quite a long time. And there was no plans for it to sell, but a hospital came in and offered the landowner, an offer they couldn't refuse. And so they gave us 30 days to evacuate, and it came up real quickly. And I am, as Howard said, I'm an actual SC, so I'm just all, it hit me right here. I had to lay down for about 3 hours after I got that news. I just laid down, you know, and I gave myself a little bit of time to recover, and I started reaching out, you know, to my network. But my network then was a little bit smaller. You know, I was talking, you know, my dad and my wife, and like, what do you think I should do? And I happened to have a coach call with you, you know, and I ran up by Howard and I said, I think I'm going to ask these guys for like $15,000 or $20,000 to get us moved. And he, you know, just, may I ask you a question, Mike? how much do you think this hospital costs to build, is what you asked me, you know? And I said, I don't know, $100 million? It's just silence. You think I should ask for more? What do you think? Yeah, we got over $100,000, you know, and
So that was an $80,000 coaching call.
Right there, yeah, right there. An $80,000, yes. And that is, and I already signed up for everything that I could, you know, but since then it's like, you know, I couldn't even repay that since then, you know. Mm-hmm. And we're just talking the money, not the easy stuff.
Well, that's the, yeah, the most meaningful thing.
Yes.
So talk about the meaningful stuff.
Yeah, I mean, from that we were able to put money down on a location that we own, and we grew two locations out of that. And the meaningful stuff is when I laid down that day and I was kind of full of fear And I remember talking with you, and you said, Michael, faith, not fear. You know, and so getting through that and being able to look back on that and draw from those experiences, we just lost our, not lost, but we lost a lease on another location that we'd been in there for a very sweet deal for many years. And it's now within our plans, and we just bought $1 million building and able to own two locations now. And we've been through that before. And so when we got the news, it was like, we're planned for this, you know, we can handle this.
Awesome. So what about family life? What's different from then till now?
Yeah, so taking that time off when my son was born and leaving was phone call after phone call. And actually my top guy is not with us anymore. You know, the top guy at the time couldn't make the change there. And he tried, and he's a good guy, but it just wasn't a good fit. And now I can't even talk about my family without thinking about my team. You know, you said I work 3 days a week. I love what we do. You know, I love our company. I love our team, and I love to be there, and I love my family. So what a good position that is.
Right.
I can work 3 days. I could step away and really work 1 or 2 days a month if I wanted to right now, you know. And it's because my team's growing, and they're growing team members who are growing team members.
Right. That's
you know.
So rewind whatever it's been 4 years to the first meeting that we had, which was in Clearwater, Florida, I think. Would you have believed that you would be here?
No. Maybe. That's a tough question. Possibly. But no, I mean, not in this amount, not this route, and not, I didn't know how to get there.
You didn't know how to get
there. I had faith that it was a possibility. I had no clue how to get there. And that was the thing, when I met you, if you recall, I had signed up for more college courses, and I was just searching for that information. And I remember pulling you aside, and you had a buddy along with a trip, and I said, you know, shoot me straight. I literally signed up for college, and you say, they're not going to teach you what I'm going to teach you. You know?
I said that to you.
And
you said I had what along with me on the trip?
You had a buddy with you along the trip. I can't recall his name.
Oh, I did?
Yeah. And I was talking with both of you, and yeah.
Can't remember who that was. And, all right, so what I really want to know for the audience here is, what are the top three lessons that we need to extract from this phenomenal success journey?
You're asking a high C with no preparation. You guys, how many people do you want?
How about if we take a couple of questions then? Somebody have a question for Michael?
I think, you know, the KFP was huge. Know your financials, right? Know my financials, and then it's about the relationships, and it's about getting around people that have a plan. You know, your life lesson, because all I simply did was, and some people have asked me, and I've been thinking about this, is I just kind of immersed myself. I had that new baby, and I would listen to every replay, and I don't miss one today.
That blows my mind. People like you, people like Elise, people like Mindy, people like Sherry, and many others that I just don't know about that listen to everything we do. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And the thing is that the results show up. And that's what we found, is that the most successful people in this community simply show up and learn the systems and implement the systems. Period. End of story. I mean, the experiences that we've been able to have, the training that we've been able to have, the speakers, the incredible trainers and business owners that we've been exposed to, it's a proven system. There's no question. It's not on trial anymore. It's proven. It will work, but you got to work it. You got to implement it. And if you don't show up and learn it, then you can't implement it, right? So we have to train as hard as we fight. If you fight without training, you're going to get killed. Mr. Ziegler said that you're born to win, but in order to be the winner you're born to be, you must plan to win and prepare to win before you can expect to win. And if you plan to win and you prepare to win, you can expect to win, because preparation is training. You know, what does a boxer do before they get in the ring? They train. So, man, I'm really proud of you, and congratulations on all your success.
Thanks, Aaron. Thank you.
Right. Give it up for Michael Killen.
Lord bless you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. Here. Oh. Austin will get you a bag for that and get it all packed up for you. Okay, thanks. All right. How about Mindy? You want to go next? Come on now. I don't know how to do the Bulls thing, but I know, right? Where is it? And now, from Chicagoland, what's your jersey number?
Michael Jordan,
23. Number 23, the Michael Jordan of the pet industry. There you go. Anyway.
Thank you for that.
You betcha. Now, I think Mindy's going to get the prize for getting turnkey faster than anybody that I know. So, what was your challenge?
All right. Well, first of all, let me preface it by saying I've always been the go-getter and the I'm going to do it. And if you tell me I'm not going to do it, that means I'm going to do it even more.
Boom.
When I was little, in third grade, I started a little bracelet-making business. And I would sell these bracelets for like a quarter or 50 cents until the principal brought me down to the office and said, the kids aren't eating their lunch and you're going to have to stop doing this. So my entrepreneurial spirit was there from the beginning. So, yeah, I like to go get it. And you guys probably all see me on the pods, every single pod I'm on. If I'm not on, I'm probably traveling. That's kind of the only time. Or at Ziegler. That's usually the times that I'm not on the pods. I just like to implement and get things done. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have a little bit of a squirrel brain, so I implement this, and then I'm like, ooh, a new idea, let's do this. And my staff is like, can you please stop going to the conferences and let us regroup a little? So, but I don't know. I love it. I love doing all the stuff that you're giving us, the knowledge, and I eat it up, man. Love it.
Yeah. So tell the folks here, because everybody who's here was not in the room yesterday, and of course all the folks out there that, you know, might see this in the future. Tell us what you do.
So I started as a dog groomer. I have expanded my business three times, and also bought my location where I'm at now. Our location is about 7,000 square feet. We're the largest dog grooming location in Northwest Indiana. I have 8 groomers. I usually flux between 8 to 10 groomers. Usually normal groomers are like 2 to 3, and they're put in like the back closet of a vet office or in a little tiny shop. So we do dog grooming and also retail pet food, stuff like that.
What was your challenge that you wanted to solve when you came in the inner circle?
So when I came into the inner circle, I told a joke yesterday that kind of fell flat, but no.
Mine do too, so don't worry.
Okay, no pun intended, but I was, as a boss, I was the, another word that you call a female dog. And Howard said, rhymes with Mitch, and I said, yes, it does. One of my employees told a new hire, actually told Angel that, you're coming on, but watch out, Mindy's a spaz. Because I would...
She's a what?
A spaz. Like, I would spaz out, yeah. And the reason for that is when I was in business, I'm an I naturally, but when I'm in business, all I was D. So it was my way or no way, and if you don't like it, get out of the way. And
get on the highway.
Yeah. I didn't care about my employees. I thought, similar to Sherry, they're weak and not the smartest, and I know everything. And I think the inner circle opened my eyes to, gosh, so many things. It opened my eyes to to learning about myself so that I could love others. And it's really, it sounds super cheesy, I know it does, but once I opened up my heart to my employees and saw that they were actual humans and not just my workers, I wanted to do more for them. And it's cool because now I'm in business for them. And if you would have asked me this 2 years ago before I joined the Inner Circle, I'd be like, who cares about them? And now it's all about them. And for the first time, I have a little bit of a fear, but I know God will find a way. I fear of losing the business, not that it's doing bad or anything, but because I don't want to lose them. I want to do more for them. And so I take on that responsibility, God willing, you know, willingly I do. And I just want to make my employees' lives better. I have a lot of single moms that work their butts off and they go home and they're with their kiddos, and I'm happy that I could provide something to make their lives a little bit easier.
What an opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, what an opportunity. Man, if every leader could see that.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
And I didn't. Mm-hmm. And I beat myself up for it every day, but I know that just moving forward, I can do better. And every day I try to do better. I strive to do better.
Yeah.
So for my employees. And it's kind of cool to say that now. I'm like, yeah, I think that's kind of what my purpose is. I found a purpose, and it's not, and it's cool because for once in my life, it's not about me. Mm. And so, yeah.
So good. What else would you tell folks? Oh.
Who's chit-chatting? Oh, not mine. It's one of mine.
Okay, now you have a new team member by the name of Angel Love. You gotta love. She wants to say something. Come on up here, Angel.
Come on.
Come on up here.
She says,
her team member's back there like...
No. I can't hear you.
I just wanted to literally say something very quickly. I have not been with Mindy too long. I come up on my year anniversary, and everything she is saying up here is totally true.
How long have you been with her?
A year. And...
celebrate her anniversary with us.
Although was told that she was a spaz before starting, I have learned a whole different side of her. And this is so genuine, what she's saying up here about caring about us. And I mean, going to bat for us. So I also appreciate what you have taught her, because I don't work for a horrible boss. At the end of the day, when I go home, I know that I can count on her. She has my back. And if I need her, she's there. So thank you, Howard, for teaching her.
Us.
Because
us,
yeah. It has helped me.
Thank you.
You heard it from a new team member.
Yeah, that's really powerful. Wow, thank you, Angel.
Yes,
that,
yes.
Like, made
yes.
my whole year. Thank you.
So what would you say to everybody else? I mean, what's the big lesson from your journey?
There's so many of them, man. The number one, I have a couple of them. Number one, again, work on yourself. You can't be better if you're not better. Does that kind of make sense? You know, if you have a poo-poo thought about yourself, you're going to treat people like poo-poo. I'm doing the five-year-old. I know.
I can't.
I
learned that one from her.
Yeah,
I can't.
Sorry. And another thing is the FTI, the implementing, I never had an issue with implementing, but I love the Inner Circle that you give me so much to implement, and there's systems and not just implement it in a wacky way, like, here, do this and do this. It's systematized, and I like that about it, too, that I know step one, step two, and I really appreciate that, especially with the squirrel brain. So.
Yeah, we're getting better with that. We've got a lot of really good new tools. By the way, we have a brand new Inner Circle website that we will launch probably next week or in the next couple of weeks. Much easier to navigate, much easier to find stuff, and it's going to be amazing. It's going to be phenomenal. Anything else you want to say?
I think that's it.
Okay. Give it up for Mindy.
Thank you.
Yay. You rock. Love you. Okay. All right. We're going to do one more. Elise, come on. She's back there going like this. Pick me, pick me, pick me. Yay. This young lady has been a rock star in this community for a long time, and you continue to grow. One of the reasons I'm doing this today is because Mr. Rick Jones.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah, that's why I'm shaking my hand, because if I don't get up here and talk, he's not going to be happy.
We want Rick Jones to
be happy.
Okay. I tell you what, give it up for Rick Jones. Rick Jones. So look at the camera. We're not streaming, but he's going to watch the video. So everybody say, Rick Jones.
Rick
You're the
Jones.
Man.
Woo.
We love you.
We love you.
So.
I got
You've
it.
Already been talking to Rick, so you just
okay.
tell us the story.
I can go.
I'm going to leave you up here for a second by yourself because I got something I got to check on.
Okay, I'm happy to.
All right. All right.
So I've been an Inner Circle member for 9.5 years. And woohoo. And when I started, I had a good business. I'm a D. So I'm a natural leader it does all the horrible stuff to people as you're leading. I made lots of people cry and all kinds of stuff. And I thought I was a really nice person. I cared about people, but I didn't know how to show it in a way as a leader that was effective. So when I joined the Inner Circle, I had come out of a program learning to how to grow your small business, and I was looking for a place where I could get coaching, but I also really liked peer learning, being able to learn from others, other businesses, because there's so much I learned from all of you. And I didn't want just a one-on-one coach. I wanted all of that. So I was so grateful when I found the Inner Circle and was able to find a place to call my home and to be able to learn. And I call this, it's a facilitated or curated experience. So Howard and the team has already gone through and found all these fabulous things that work. I don't have to, because I'm a DC, I don't have to analyze everything out there and decide what do I think's best. Howard says, hey, this works. I figure out, hey, in my world in architecture, how can I make this work? How can I do this? I can't go take donuts to brokers. It doesn't work in my world. But what can I do? I can take a really cool cookie tray that's got high-rise buildings in the city of Houston that's iconic that they remember. And now I've found out from my cookie dealer, the cookie store, that I'm his longest-standing customer of 8 years now, because when I got in the Inner Circle, I figured out how to do referral marketing. I've been buying cookies, those cookie trays, for that long and delivering to brokers. And it works. But I am not the same person sitting here on the stage today that I was 9.5 years ago when I came to the Inner Circle. Had I not found this place to be on the journey in this community, my business wouldn't be as successful as it is today, and I wouldn't be married. It has helped me be a better mom, a better wife. It's helped me to coach my daughter and my husband. It's helped me to coach my team. I'm a better leader. My team tells funny stories, kind of like what Mindy and her team, like she says, Baz. I used to make people cry. If you went to my office and you heard loud, heavy metal music, you stayed away. Now I sit in the middle with all my team members and stuff, and they don't see me as being scary anymore. I've learned to be able to genuinely care about people, and it not just be, this is your personal life and this is business, and they're separate. We're human. There is no separate human being to put in one place or the other. And I've learned as I lead, when people are struggling at home, if you have a family member that has cancer and you come to work and you're doing the best you can, but you're not meeting your goals and your targets and things like that, and I don't know what you're dealing with at home, I can't help support you knowing that it has to be good enough right now. You're really doing a great job coming in and handling all that you're doing with what you've also got going on at home. And I can't make those adjustments if I don't build those relationships with my team members to be able to lead them and my company effectively. So some of my kind of, as we get through on the successes of, I show up. I think I've missed 9.5 years, the Tuesday webinars. I think I've probably missed a handful. That's it. because I've either listened to them if I've missed them, or I've been on every single one of them. And I would say probably 90% of them I'm there on Tuesdays listening, because I want to know what the community's doing. And there's always a nugget of something that, even though I've heard it before, that I didn't hear, or that I hear differently, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good idea. Let me see how I can go and tweak the things that I already have in place. When I first started in the Inner Circle, I picked something to focus on, and the first thing I focused on was leadership. I spent a whole year in the Ultimate Leadership Mastermind. Then I focused on profitability and the financial aspects of it, and tweaked all of that and did profit first and put that into place. And now I have like vaults and money, and if we hit recessions, I'm not worried about anything anymore. And I've given away this year so far, I have 11 team members that I give bonuses to, and I've given away $100,000, I haven't given, they've earned it, $100,000 in bonuses so far this year. And I've said I'm not participating in the recession. We're just going to keep going. And we have essentially word on the street and new clients that are coming to us, and I'm doing proposals and all kinds of stuff. And the fear of what they were talking about earlier, and Ellen was saying, you earn the fees or the price that you charge. And so my team members are nervous about some of this. I said, no, this is the fee that we need to give the service that we provide. We're really good at what we do, and we helping them to not have that fear as we do this and be proud of who they are and what they provide. And if the client doesn't accept it, then that's fine. And we can tell them that when they're ready to make a different choice, we're here for them, you know, and help my team have that courage too. So I have not had a team member leave. The last team member that left my firm was in December of 2018. So I also did not participate in this great resignation or whatever is going on. I always have a pool of people to hire from, because I don't have to hire that many people, but I'm always hiring young folks out of school that I can train, so they don't have bad behaviors. And most firms don't want to train architects right out of school. So I have a huge pool to pull from of really great, energetic, excited folks. So if you find different ways than what your competition is doing, then you will have kind of what you need. What other? I think I'm up. And so my goal wasn't necessarily, when I joined the Inner Circle, to have like this huge revenue jump. My goal was to be profitable as an architectural firm. The other thing that I do differently is I keep women in architecture. So I work on flexibility, listening to what they need so they can support their family and keep a career and be able to be creative and be an architect instead of having to choose from having a family or having a career. And it always makes me sad when I come across women that have said, oh, I've stopped working because, and I'm now going to just stay home with my family, because they're doing it because of the place that they're coming from doesn't allow for it. And so there's so many firms out there, probably 90% of them, that don't accommodate any of that. So I'm grateful to be a place that does. And I'm also trying to be a beacon. So because my firm is essentially turnkey, I get to do all this really cool stuff. So I build leaders in my company. So I've taken on my purpose is to be a leader developing other leaders. So I develop the leaders in my firm and help them have with challenges. And I love it when someone comes to me with a problem now, because it's like, okay, so tell me about it. Now, do you want to talk to them or do you want me to talk to them? This is your growth opportunity as a leader. And they'll go, okay, well, I'll go talk to them. And they'll come back and say, like, I didn't do it so well. We'll practice first. But she's like, I didn't do it so well, but this is what I did. I'm like, it's okay. You're practicing. Let's see if it works. And you've got your message across. And let's see how they respond. And if not, we'll do something a little different. So giving people the opportunity to grow. I've been able to volunteer and also sponsor the American Institute of Architects, the Houston Chapter's Chris Kelly Leadership Program. I do DISC certification or DISC training for them during that program. I keep getting asked back, and I just did a Leadership 101 presentation 2 weeks ago that went really well and was very well received. I was super nervous about it. But it just is a blessing to be able to have the time, the opportunity, and the skill set. I didn't have the skill set 9.5 years ago. Well, I don't know why I would have said I had the skill set 2 years ago to be able to stand up. But Rick Jones, my coach, has been encouraging me to share the knowledge that I have. And then I have an opportunity to be able to volunteer with my teenage daughter. And she and I have always had a really good relationship, but when she became a teenager, as things do, they got a little rocky. And we didn't have as much in common. And so she joined this program in Girl Scouts with Horses. It's a leadership program for girls with horses. And then it has asked me to volunteer. And I don't know anything about horses. So I'm like, okay, I can go and I can be a dorm mom. And so, but my first volunteer opportunity to be trained was to be riding staff. And Ariana and I go to get trained for the first weekend, and it's a lot of work. It's an awful lot of work. I wasn't sure she was going to want to go back, but at the end of the weekend on Sunday, she said, "Mom, when's the next time we can sign up?" If you notice, there was a "we" there, because I want to come back. And if I volunteer, she gets to do it more. So I was like, okay, I'll volunteer. So we are, I don't know, since the beginning of January, I think we were like 14 or 15 weekends into volunteering. I actually leveled up in my horse. I got another scarf. She's leveled up. But I have all of these girls. There's like 100 girls in the program. And I can see the challenges that they have in growing, that the adults are having with them. But the adults don't know how to communicate it. They can communicate skill. You know, you're not being safe around the horse. They can't communicate their perception that those girls are being defensive and making excuses, but what's happening is the girls aren't confident enough to ask for the feedback and to understand. They just accept it when someone reprimands them, essentially, and never ask for any additional information. And then they go back to their friends and complain because they don't agree with the feedback they just got. So I've been working with them to encourage them on how do you speak up and ask for that feedback so you can understand what it is you need to do to make those improvements. Don't leave with if you don't know. And then helping the adults understand that that's what they're doing and they're not being defensive and coming up with excuses. They're trying to understand. And then I have some fabulous D's who the adults think are just rude and disrespectful. And I'm like, no, that's not the case. So we've done tons of air clearing and helping those girls learn what they say when it sounds like it's barking an order, and then what kind of things can they do to be able to communicate better. So it's, I wouldn't have any of these skill sets to be able to do any of this stuff had I not joined the inner circle, had I not participated, showed up all the time, learned from Sherry and everybody else along the way. I remember how much I envied you in the beginning and looked up to you, Sherry, when we first started, because you're a lot like me in trying to figure this out. And so you've been a very important guiding light for me along the way. But again, I'm grateful for the community, and I'm always open to if anybody has questions, you need help. Like Mindy was asking me about Profit First. And I have spreadsheets that I use, so I was sharing how I do it. If anybody needs anything or needs help or wants to talk about something in particular, I'm very open and happy to share my knowledge and my experience to help you to hopefully get to a place where I am, because I'm so much happier as a person. I am just, and I'm able to go through turmoil, and I've had many challenges with my family along the way. And being here and with Howard and their support along the way has helped me to be the best, again, mom and wife and leader that I can be, and to help people grow through. The grass is green where you water it. It's not green somewhere else. So.
It's green where you water it. I love that. Thank you.
You're welcome.